اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وممن حولکم من الاعراب منافقون ومن اہل المدینہ مرضوا علی النفاق لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتین ثم يردون الى عذاب عظیم. After describing the two highest cadres, السابقون الاولون, then المتبعون بإحسان, those who follow but with the best of intentions, in the best of the manners. But now they are extreme, from the lowest. And they are the munafiqun, hypocrites. Legally Muslims, actually, really, unbelievers, kuffar. وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. And among them who are around you, from among the desert Arabs, there are munafiqun, there are hypocrites. And also, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ, they are there in Medina also, in the city of the Prophet also. مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ, they have persisted in nifaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them many a times and asked them to repent, to mend their ways. But you know, they persisted. مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. You don't know all of them. We know all of them. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ, we shall chastise them, punish them twice. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, and then they will be returned to the great torment. Now what is this مَرَّتَيْنِ? Number one, خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the humiliation that they had now when they were exposed. Allah Deen, now supreme. They were hoping for some turn of events. It might be favorable for them. But now, alayhim daratu saw, all the bad aspects fell on them. And Muslims, they were successful. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the uncrowned king of Arabian Peninsula. He is the authority of the whole of Arabian Peninsula. So this is the humiliation that they got when they exposed in the eyes of the Mu'mins. And number two, as far as I think, there are more than one place in the Quran where a reference is there to the torment of the grave. In the grave also, there's going to be a torment. Azab-e qabr. So actually, as we find in Surah Al-Furqan, يُضَعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment, their chastisement and torment will be doubled. So it means that before that also, they were having some sort of, because people who don't believe in hadith, they say, no, there's no mention of this thing in Quran. But I think there are references, you know. Although not in so clear words, but here also, سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ, in this world, and then in the grave, ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّظِيمِ, and the real punishment and the great torment is that of the hell. Now, two levels in between. One is closer to the munafiqeen, people who are permanently weak in faith, but they are not munafiqs. But their faith, their belief is permanently weak. And then a higher level, people having strong faith. But sometimes, even a very brave person and a very tough person can also slip. There can be slips. They are close to those people, muttabi'una bi ihsan. But they commit some blunder. They get slipped somewhere. I call them the upper middle and the lower middle. The lowest are the munafiqun. Then the upper middle, and then the two super classes, you know. One topmost was sabiqun al-awwalun, and number two, the muttabi'un abi ihsan. Now, who are that lower middle? وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And there are others who confess their sins. This is the line between munafiq and a weak Muslim, Muslim of a weak faith. When the faith, intensity of iman is not sufficient, he will be sleeping, he will be doing mistakes and committing errors. But he will confess. He will not tell a lie. He will not swear by Allah wrongly. سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. نو ویل کنفیس اٹس ویکنس. اعتراف از دی ڈیوائڈنگ لائن. سو لانگ ایز اے مسلم از کنفیسنگ ہز ویکنسز اینڈ ہی کمز ٹو دی پروفیٹ آلسو یا رسول اللہ استغفر لی, اف دے آلسو آر آسکنگ دی فرگیونیس آف اللہ اینڈ دے آسک دی پروفیٹ آلسو ٹو آسک دی فرگیونیس آف اللہ, وے ایکچولی آئی کمیٹڈ اے بلنڈر, آئی کنفیس مائی ویکنس. سو دس پرسن آل دو اپرنٹلی ہی ول ریزمبل دی منافق, ہی آلسو ہیلڈ بیک, ہی آلسو ڈیڈنٹ گو, بٹ ہی از کنفیسنگ. سو ایکچولی دے ریزمبل ود دی منافق, بٹ بیکاز دے آر کنفیسنگ دے ایڈمٹ دیئر فالٹس, سو دے آر ناٹ منافقس. وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم, دس از دی کی ورڈ, اعتراف ٹو کنفیس ایڈمٹ. خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سیئا, دے آر مکسڈ, good deeds also, bad deeds also, doing something good, doing something bad, doing something good, something virtuous, something evil. Asallahu an yatuba alayhim. It can be hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on them, will turn towards them with mercy and compassion. Inna Allah ghafoorun raheem. Allah is surely ghafoor and raheem, and he is forgiving and merciful. But in addition to this hope, now a prescription is also being given. You are a sick person. Your iman is not strong enough. And when the iman is not strong enough, you are liable to catch the infection of nifaq at any moment. When the resistance is low, you can catch infection at any moment. So you have to strengthen your iman. Purify yourselves. And what is the way? What is the method? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Accept, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from their belongings and properties, sadaqah. This sadaqah will purify the impurities in their minds or in their hearts. This is the cause of the weakness of their faith. There are some impurities. So actually this, you know, pollution. Now this word is very important to them. Pollution, pollution. So there's some pollution within them. And that is the source of this weakness of their faith. خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, except from their amwal. And we have read last night the ayah. Now, about the munafiqeen, the messenger was commanded not to accept anything from them. But from these people, the lower middle, because they are not munafiqeen. خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. You will cleanse them, and you will purify their souls through this. This sadaqah is actually, that is why this sadaqah is called zakah. What is zakah? Purification. What is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah. Purifying the souls. The most effective in the purification of the souls is sadaqah. Because the biggest cause of nifaq is the love of this worldly life. And the love for maal, for money and for worldly belongings, that is the biggest symbol of the love for this life. So, you have to now reduce it. This love, you have to purify your souls of the love of money and belonging and riches. And the ways you spend in the way of Allah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And you also pray for them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Verily, O Messenger of Allah, your prayers for them are a source of solace for them. If you pray for them, it becomes a solace for them. Wallahu samiyun alim, and Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Alam ya'lamu anna Allah huwa yaqbalu at-tawbata 'an 'ibadihi. Don't they know? What does it mean? They should know. They should rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah from his bondsmen, his servants. If you have committed a blunder, you admit it. Make tawbah. At-taibu min adh-dhanbi kama la dhanba lahu. Someone who actually makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whichever zamb it may be, whichever sin it can be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wash it out, clean it away from your record. It will be washed off. So actually, alam ya'lamu anna Allah huwa yaqbalu tawbata li ibadihi wa ya'khudhu sadaqat. And look, although he's ghani, ghaniyun anil alameen, but he accepts sadaqat. It's very important point. He's ghani. He doesn't need any sadqa. For your sake, he is accepting your sadaqah. To purify you. He doesn't need it. Actually, he is accepting the sadaqah only for your good. So that you are purified from within. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And they should know and they should rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab. He very much accepts the tawbah and returns to his bondsman with all his mercy and compassion. And he is merciful. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. And tell them, go on trying your heart to get rid of these things, impurities, and to have more and more of faith, more iman, and to earn more and more of good deeds. قُلِ اعْمَلُوا. You must also try yourself. Don't depend solely that the Prophet has asked the forgiveness for me, so it's all, it's sufficient. No, no. Don't be confident about that. You have also to go on trying your best. Amal, it is something which we call labor. Continue your labor, your struggle. قُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيْرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. So Allah and His Messenger will see to your attitude, whether you are improving, whether you are being cured of the disease. Wal mu'minun, and the mu'mins, all of these believers, they will also see. Such person, weak, you know, in his iman, in his faith, in his deeds, in his sacrifices, now he is improving, he is coming to the level. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And very soon you will be returned to him who is the knower of all the seen and the unseen. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And he will then inform you of what you had been doing. Now the upper middle class. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. There are still others whose case has been held in suspense for Allah's decree or Allah's command. Imma yu'azzibuhum wa imma yatubu alayhim. It's up to Allah. Possible that He gives them the punishment. And it is also possible that He accepts the tawbah from them. Wallahu alimun hakeem. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Now this was the case of three very sincere companions of the Prophet. And the longest hadith, as far as I think, in the Sahih of Bukhari, pertains to this incident. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Murara ibn Rabi, and Hilal ibn Umayyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. These three were most sincere people. And they had never faulted at any other occasion. But at this time, something happened. And they didn't go. And Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik has given in full detail that my nafs kept deceiving me. Okay, you are healthy. Your, you know, camel is very sturdy. You can move fast. Let this, you know, formation of 30,000. It can move slowly. Let them start. They are going, they are leaving today. I can leave tomorrow, day after. And being a single journeying person, I can go fast. And I have a very sturdy camel. So, I can enjoy a few days more here with the family, living at home. So, in that way, my nafs, you know, kept me deceiving and deceiving. Till such time that it dawned on me that now, howsoever fast I go, I can't catch with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, he came to the Prophet, accepted. He said, I have also this tongue. I can also tell a lie. And he was brought to the book. Explanation was called. But you know, I know it, that I can deceive you but not Allah. So I accept. I was never healthier, more healthier than I was at that time. I was never wealthier, more wealthy than I was at that time when you were leaving. I had everything. I have no excuse to present. I confess. I accept my guilt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the cases of three persons. Same was the case of other two also. Murara ibn Rabi, Hilal ibn Umayyah. But the story has been told in full detail by Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik. And it is included in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. It's very important because people who are engaged in some struggle, for them these things are very important to understand, to have an insight. What happens to people at times? Even the most sincere people, they can slip. Something can happen. And this Saturn can deceive them. So that understanding and insight we must have. Because we have also to deal with people, human beings. If this could happen to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is more likelihood that this will happen with us and with our companions and with our whosoever are joined together with us in some struggle and some, you know, movement. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَانَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ. Their case will be discussed again, inshallah, when the acceptance of their tawbah was announced. But this is the upper middle class. They were close, most sincere sahaba. But they also slipped. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَانَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا. Now this is another, a big conspiracy of the hypocrites of Medina. They wanted some center so that they can gather over there. They can have consultations among them. And where if somebody is coming from outside Medina also, he can also stay. So they built a mosque. They called it a mosque. In the vicinity of Masjid Quba, the Masjid Quba, which was the first mosque built, at the place where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after reaching Medina, when he made Hijrah, he stayed there for a few days. So that was the place, Masjid Quba. But very near, there was no need of another mosque. The mosque was very quite at hand. When the Masjid Quba was there, there was no need of another mosque to be built. But they built. And they said, Oh Prophet of Allah, some of us are lazy, some of us can't reach Masjid Quba all the five times. So we have built this masjid. So please, once please visit us. So that if you also visit there, so we shall have barakah and we shall have all the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessing. But the Prophet, you know, refused. He said, okay, if I come back from Tabuk, then I'll see to it. I'll try. So that was the case which he postponed. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbidding him. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْسَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. As to those who have set up a mosque, but what for? To hurt the cause of Islam. زِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا, to promote disbelief. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and promote dissension and division among the Muslims. وَإِرْسَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and to make it an outpost for those who are hostile towards Allah and His Messenger. So that away from the main city of Medina, they can gather there, it's the outpost, and if somebody is coming from outside also, with some message from other hostile enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can come and stay over there, so that his presence is not known to all the Muslims. So all these were the purposes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cleared, made them clear. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْسَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, who have been hostile to Allah and His Messenger from before. وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى. They will swear, definitely swear. They will state an oath. We didn't intend anything except the best. We had the best of intentions, the Prophet of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And Allah testifies that they are liars. They are telling a lie. لَا تَقُمْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. Never stand in that mosque, you, O Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنَ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. The mosque which was founded from the very first day on taqwa, on piety, on fear of Allah, that has both right that you should stand in it. This is Masjid al-Quba. That is the mosque there. You go there, you stand there, you pray there. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ يَتَطَهَّرُوا. In that mosque there are people who want the purification. They love very much purification. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. Allah very much loves the people who take to purifications of their bodies also and their souls also. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِزْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَى جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. So know which one is better. Better that who has founded his building آن تقوا من اللہ و رضوان، تقوا آف اللہ اینڈ پلیجر آف اللہ، دیز آر دی فاؤنڈیشن آن وچ سمبڈی ہیز فاؤنڈیڈ ہز بلڈنگ. از اٹ بیٹر امن اسس بنیان ہو اللہ شفا جروف ہارن، اور دی ون ہو ہیز فاؤنڈیڈ ہز بلڈنگ آن دی برنک آف اے کرمبلنگ بینک فنہارا بہی فنار جہنما سو دیٹ اٹ کرمبلز ود ہم ان ٹو دی فائر آف ہیل. واللہ لا یہدی القوم الظالمین، اینڈ اللہ ڈزنٹ میک دیز پیپل ٹرانسگریسر سکسیسفل، ڈونٹ ٹیک دم ٹو دیئر ڈیسٹینیشن. لا یزال بنیانہم الذی بناؤ ریبتا فی قلوبہم الا ان تقطع قلوبہم واللہ علیم الحکیم. دی بلڈنگ وچ دے ہیو میڈ ول نیور سیز ٹو بی اے کاز آف ڈاؤٹ ود ان دیئر ہارٹس unless their hearts are cut into pieces. You know, nifaq, just like cancer, so long as the cancer is, you know, limited to one tissue, one part, you can operate. But if it has, you know, spread to whole of the body, which part of body to be operated? Tan hamad aag daag shud bamba ko ja ku janam. You can't operate now. In the same way, their nifaq has permeated all parts of their heart. Now, if you want to make an operation, you will have to cut the heart into pieces, you know, tear it away. Then only you will be able to take out the roots of nifaq from their hearts. إِلَّا أَن تَقَطَّعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Now, one of the most important ayat of the Quran for all times to come. The essence of deen. Essence of deen. Essence of deen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Verily Allah has purchased, already purchased from the believers, their lives as well as their belongings, in exchange of Jannah. This is the essence of Iman. If you are a true believer, you have sold out yourself. Now whatever you have is just a trust with you. You have to give it, present it whenever you are required. But who will require? That is the decisive. Here in this ayah you will find the word of bay'ah. Bay'ah. And from bay'ah it comes to bay'ah. You sold yourself to Allah and you pledge yourself to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, the selling and purchasing is between Allah and Mu'min. Allah has got the price to pay. Jannah is with him. But in between is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will tell you where to spend. He will tell you where to go and risk your life. But you can't refuse now, because you had already sold yourself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. It's on the basis of this sale and purchase agreement that they are, the Mu'mins, they are fighting in the cause of Allah. فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. They are slaying the kuffar and they are being slain also. Their bodies are also not made of steel, that they cannot have any injury. Even if the body of Hamza رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, it could be pierced through a spear. There can be no other exception. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. Very important. This is a promise binding on him. Allah is saying it is binding on me. And I have ratified it thrice. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. I have thrice ratified this sale. I have given this in Torah, then again in Injil, and now for the third time in Quran. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who can be more true to his promise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ. So now rejoice. This is the best bargain that can be made. No better bargain. So rejoice. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ. on this sale purchase that you have done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here you find baya', bay' and mubaya'at, baba mufa'ala, baya'atum bih, between two persons, bay'. This is the purchaser, this is the seller, and this is mubaya'ah between the two. So the purchaser is Allah, seller is mu'min. And as I told you, there is a third person in between. At that time he was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find in the ayah number 10 of Suratul Fath, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are pledging themselves to you, they are pledging to Allah. So it's a tripartite agreement. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. When there was going to be a bay'ah, two hands. Hand of Muhammad here. Hand of the mubayyih, who is pledging over him. There is a third hand, invisible. Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. There is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over their hands. So it's a tripartite agreement. Now after him, who? I told you, there's no system of organization, as far as I have understood up till this time, this hour, mentioned in the Quran or the Sunnah or the Hadith or the whole history of the Muslim Ummah, except there. Somebody stands up, I want to do this work. You test him, go see to him whether he really means business, whether he is sincere, whether he knows or is only an emotional type of person. He knows the things, he is knowledgeable, he knows the path. Whether he is clear about methodology or not, which way he will take. You satisfy yourself, but then you pledge yourself. The only difference of pledging between the pledge given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pledge to be given to any other person after him, the only difference is that was absolute obedience. Whatever you say, we shall obey. Because Muhammad couldn't say anything wrong. After him, even Abu Bakr could demand that type of pledge. What to speak of any other person? Within the limits of the Sharia, fil ma'roof. That is why in Tanzeem Islami we had adopted that very hadith. Bayana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sam'i wa ta'ati fil usri wal yusri wal manshati wal makrahi. A muttafaqun alayhi hadith. Both in the Sahih of Bukhari and Sahih of Muslim, rahimahullah. But we have added one word. إِنِّي أُبَايِعُكَ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ. Within the limits of the Sharia, I pledge myself. Whatever command you will give, I'll accept. I'll give my advice, I'll give my opinion. But the decision will rest with you. This is the basis of bay'ah. And now, if there is some sale and purchase between Allah and the person, how he will spend it? Where to spend? Either he's an individual, or if there is a collective struggle and nothing can be done without a collective struggle, what should be the basis of that organization? That is a very particular and very pertinent question. So these things are to be pondered upon seriously. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is actually the biggest success. Rejoice, you have made the most profitable bargain. Now what is the qualities of those people who enter into this bargain? Glimpses of their character. 9 words, 9 attributes, 9 qualities. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. These two ayat also every Muslim should remember by heart. Those who keep on repenting, whenever they feel we have committed something wrong, howsoever small it may be, repent. Abidun, worshipping Allah, obeying Allah, loving Allah from the depths of their hearts. حامدون, praising him all the time. With every action there is a دعا, مسنون دعا, praising him. الحمد للہ الذی احیانی بعدما ماتنی. When you just rise, you open your eyes in the morning, الحمد للہ الذی احیانی بعدما ماتنی. When you come out from the toilet, الحمد للہ الذی اذهب عنی الاذی وعافانی. When you have taken food, الحمدللہ الذی اطعمنی وسقانی. So حمد going on, going on. حامدو السائحون. What is سائحون? سیاحہ in the olden days was رہبانیہ, people leaving cities and towns and going to woods and wilderness and to deserts and to mountain caves. This was سیاحہ. But in Islam, this has been forbidden. لا سیاحة فی الاسلام الا الصوم. The Prophet said, except Psalm. Here also, you are forbidden from some, you know, some things you are not allowed to eat. You can't have your sexual urge satisfied. Although you have the halal means with you, everything is there, but you are forbidden. لا صحة في الإسلام إلا الصوم. Therefore, it is translated everywhere, who to keep on fasting. But there is no, you know, literal connection between the two. الراكعون, keep on going. والساجدون, prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-amiruna bil-ma'aruf. Now from the personal qualities to the collective qualities. Amr bil-ma'aruf. This is for the society. Enjoining whatever is correct and just and right. Wanahuna anil munkar. Forbidding from whatever is wrong and unjust. Wal-hafizuna li-hududillah. And those who keep Allah's bounds, who protect Allah's bounds. And this has two meanings. You observe the limits of Allah, and you stand guard at those limits. I won't allow you to transgress. So actually they become 10, although they are 9 words. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون. الامرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله. But this حافظون لحدود الله is two aspects. Keep yourself limited, don't transgress. But you stand guards to the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشَّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And O Messenger of Allah, give the glad tidings to such moments. May Allah include us. May Allah give us the courage to make this bargain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consciously. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. It's not befitting becoming of a prophet, nor for those who come to believe, أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, that they should ask Allah's forgiveness for the mushriks, those who associate someone else or something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any respect. وَلَوْ كَانُوا لِقُرْبَى. Although they might be closely related. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. After it becomes clear about them that they are the companions of fire, they are the people of fire. وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا الْمَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهِ. And the asking of forgiveness of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for his father was actually due to a promise he had made to him. This promise is mentioned in Surah Maryam. When the father Adar said, you know, get out from my sight. وَحْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. Then when Ibrahim started going out from the home, he said, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيَّا. I will ask Allah's forgiveness for you, O father. He is very kind to me. He will listen to me. So this was the promise. So he kept asking for forgiveness. But it was also till a particular certain time. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ. When it became absolutely clear to him that he is enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was hoping maybe that he is guided to the right path. He comes to Iman. تَبَرَّى مِنْهُ. He disowned him. Inna Ibrahim al-Awwahul Haleem. Verily Ibrahim was a very tender-hearted person and a very forbearing person. Ma kana Allahu liyudilla qauman ba'da iz hadahum حتى يبين لهم ما يتقون. And it is not for Allah that he should declare somebody, some people have gone astray after he has given them the guidance. حتى يبين لهم ما يتقون. Until he makes it clear to him what they should avoid. Because this was not made clear up till now, that mu'min cannot ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mushrikeen, whether they were parents. If someone of you have been asking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will condone. But now it has been made clear. Inna Allah bi kulli shayin alim, verily Allah knows everything. Inna Allah lahu mulku samawati wal ard yuhyi wa yumeet. Verily, to Allah belong the sovereignty of all the heavens and the earth. He gives life and he puts to death. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And for you, there is no protector, no helper besides Allah or against Allah. Doon can be translated in many ways. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that he has turned with all his mercy and compassion to his messenger, to all the muhajireen and all the ansar who followed him, accompanied him in the difficult hour, in the time of hardship. This was Jaishul Usra, it is called. Hardship. Lack of rations. Length of the journey. Heat of the weather. And enemy, Roman Empire. Hardest test to which the companions of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were put. But who followed? So they deserve all the mercy of Allah, all compassion of Allah. So it's a declaration. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ. After that, the hearts of some of them were wavering. They were about to swerve because they were human beings. You know, Quran is very natural. Although they were human beings, a time comes, you know. Even the strongest in faith, you know, he has some feeling. But his faith now comes to his rescue and he is firm. So although hearts of some were near to swerve, summa taaba alayhim, but because they remained firm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned towards them with his mercy and compassion. إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is very gracious with them and merciful. وَعَلَى الصَّلَاسَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُ. Now those three whose case was adjourned or, you know, deferred. خُلِّفُ. Whose case was held in suspense. حَتَّى إِذَا زَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ. Until when the whole earth, بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, despite all its vastness, became narrow on them. The Prophet declared a social boycott for them. Nobody should talk to them, these three. Not their wives even. Not their friends even. Now what happened? You know, this society is a very beautiful hadith. Must be learned. The ways of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the punishment? What were the feelings of these people? What was the attitude of the society as a whole? So that gives us a very good representation of that social fabric that was there at Medina at that time. But I can't go into detail. حَتَّى إِذَا زَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَزَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even their own souls became shrunk upon them. It appeared as if life has become absolutely harsh and death appears to be better than this life. Nobody is ready to talk to us. Even the closest friends. For example, Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik asked one of his friends, "Don't I am a sincere mu'min?" He replied, "Allahu wa rasuluhu alam," and just turned his face. Allah and his messenger know better. And he says, "When I went to the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I said salam. He didn't reply. Turned his face. Then I started praying. And during my prayer, I used to see that the Prophet is seeing towards me. But when I looked towards him, he turned his face away. So this was the psychological, that he was not harsh, he was kind. But actually it was all for training, for purification. وَعَلَى السَّلَاسَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَن لَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. And they very well knew that there is no refuge from Allah except to go to Him. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah and turned towards them with mercy and forgiveness. لَيَتُوبُوا, so that they should also make full tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab and rahim. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Oh, you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and keep the company of the truthful people. This is again, you know, a hint. If you remain an individual, you know, shaitan will have all the ease to attack you. If you keep a good company of the truthful people, this is the blessing of a social life. You know, you must get strength from people who are themselves strong in character. مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَرْغَبُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. It was not befitting for the believers, for those who are living in Medina, and also those who live around from the desert Arabs, أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that they should stay behind Allah's Messenger. Nor should they have preferred their lives to His life. They were not going. And they were saying that the Prophet is going. What did it mean? They were preferring their lives to His life. وَلَا يَرْغَبُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ غَمَهُمْ وَلَا نَصَبُهُمْ وَلَا مَخْبَسَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This is because there afflicts them neither thirst, nor toil, nor hunger in the way of Allah. وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مَوْتِيًا يَغِيظُ الْكُفَّارَ وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. Neither they tread in the way of Allah, which enrages the disbelievers, nor gain from the enemy, but a righteous deed is thereby written down for them. Surely, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That is, whatever they are doing, it will be accounted. It will go to their credit. If they are walking in the way of Allah, every step is being recorded. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily Allah is not going to destroy or let the reward of these muhsineen go in vain. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ نَفَقَةً صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. Nor do they spend anything, whether small or big. وَلَا يَقْطَعُونَ وَادِيًا. Nor do they cross a valley. إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ. But this is being recorded. All their good deeds are recorded. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So that Allah will reward them best and more better than they were doing. وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. This ayah is very important and mostly it has been misinterpreted. مَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. It was not possible, or it is not possible for the believers that all of them should go out. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ. Why doesn't a group from every party of theirs goes out? لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So that they get the understanding, knowledge, and deep understanding, and deep insight in the deen. وَلَيَنْزَرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. And so that they should warn their people, their tribes or their nations when they return back to them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So that they should also save themselves. This has been misinterpreted about fighting. That all Muslims cannot go out for fighting. Only a group should go. And because the Prophet will be there, so with his company, they will gain some knowledge of the deen of Allah. And when they come back, they will impart that knowledge to other people also who stayed back. This is wrong. Actually, this is the solution to that problem which I pointed out at that time. Al-Arabu ashaddu kufran wa nifaqa. These desert people, desert Arabs, they are hard, more hard in kufr as well as nifaq. Why? Because they are deprived from the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only seldom they get a chance to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come over to Medina, to spend some time with him. Now what is the solution? All of these people cannot be called to Medina. That come here, they have to stay back. So from every group, from every hook and corner, some people should come, stay here. They should educate themselves. They should benefit from the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should get the deepest understanding. They should get the insight into the deen, the philosophy and the wisdom of deen. And then when they go back to their homes and their regions, to their tribes, they should impart that knowledge to them. So this is actually, and Abu Hayyan, he has given this interpretation, and I was glad that when I consulted today, the interpretations of Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, he did mention this. Although, mostly, you know, people think that this was for fighting. No. At the event of Tabuk, it was necessary for every Muslim to go. So it is against the context. If they think that it regards the fighting, or going to war in the cause of Allah, because this is agreed upon, that at this time, at the expedition of Tabuk, it was obligatory for every Muslim to go out. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qatilu alladhina yalunakum minal kuffari walyajidu fikum ghilza. Oh, you who believe. Now this is the final verdict of Quran. No question of any coexistence between kufr and iman. Qatilu alladhina yalunakum minal kuffar. Go to war against those of kuffar who are close to you. This revolution had now to be exported. I told you, the two-pronged mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the Arabian Peninsula is concerned, the mission has been accomplished. But now it has to proceed. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not sent for the Arabian Peninsula or the Arab nation only. He was the mercy unto whole worlds, and he was sent for all humanity. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. So now go and fight. And that is why, immediately after, you know, his death, people started going out, armies going out. We can say that from the Roman side, the beginning was because the king of Ghassan martyred the emissary and the ambassador of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a retaliation. What about Iran? Why did they invade? They invaded. Why? Because now it was their duty to make the deen of Allah supreme. That is why when Rustam asked Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, why have you invaded us? You used to come, you Arabs, you know, you used to come and raid just as a tribal raid and went back. This time you are not going back. What has happened? Then the reply of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was, Inna qad ursilna li nukhrij an-nas min zulumati al-jahalati ila nuri al-iman. وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْمُلُوكِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Now we are on a mission. We have been sent. Allah sent Muhammad. Muhammad sent us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to take people out of the ignorance, darknesses of ignorance, into the light of Iman, and to relieve and free the people from the bondages of these kings and, you know, emperors, to the adl of Islam, to the social, just social order of Islam. This is our mission. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qatilu alladhina yalunakum minal kuffari walyajidu fikum ghilza. They should feel and find in you the harshness. No love. Ghilza. The same words with which we started today. Ya ayyuhannabiyyu jahidil kuffara wal munafiqina walyajidu fikum ghilza. The same word is here. Wa'lamu anna Allaha ma'al muttaqin. As I told you, no coercion, no compulsion in religion to individuals. Nobody will be forced to accept Islam. But the system, deen, it should be to Allah. Unless we are helpless. That's something else. But if you can, you have to strike at the system. You can't accept the system. There's no question of any coexistence between the right and the wrong. وَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And rest assured that Allah is with those who have taqwa. He will be on your back. He will help you. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Now again a reference to the munafiqeen. Whenever is a surah is revealed, there are some among these munafiqeen, مَنْ يَقُولُ, حسے تو دی مسلم ایکم زادت ہو حاضر ایمانا، وچ آف یو ہیز دس سورہ انکریزڈ ان ایمان، ہیز دس سورہ وچ ہیز بین ریویلڈ جسٹ ناؤ انکریزڈ یو ان ایمان، انکریز دی ڈیپتھ آف ایمان، دی ڈیپتھ آف کنوکشن ان یو، فام الزین آمن فزادت ہوں ایمان، دوز ہو ہیو دی ریئل بلیف اینڈ ریئل فیتھ ایکچولی اٹ ایڈز ٹو دیئر ایمان، وہم یستبشرون اینڈ دے آر ریجوائس، دے ریجوائس ایٹ دیٹ نیو ریولیشن وچ کمز، وام الزین فی قلوبہم مرض اینڈ ایز فار دوز ان ہوز ہارٹس دیئر از اے ڈیزیز، دی ڈیزیز آف نفاق، فزادت ہم رجسن الی رجسہم. Now every new revelation adds to the impurities to which they were already there. The impurities adds impurity to the impurities which were pre-existing there. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ And they will die in this condition of real kufr, although legal Islam. This is the same subject as we have read in Surah Al-Baqarah. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَسِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَسِيرًا With this very Quran, Allah guides so many and Allah misguides so many. The same surah of Quran adding to iman of the mu'mineen and adding to nifaq of the munafiqeen. أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ Don't they see that they are tried and they are put to a test every year once or twice. There's always an occasion, go out for the cause of Allah, go out for the cause of Allah, it becomes a test for them. ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ So they are warned and they become conscious of their nifaq. But they are not making tawbah. They don't repent. وَهُمْ لَا يَذَّكَّرُونَ And they are not admonished. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ And when a surah is sent down, a new revelation is sent down, نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Now just imagine the sahaba sitting, the prophet recites that this is the new revelation which has come to me. Jibreel just came and he has brought these ayat. Now, because in that ayah or in that surah there is some new command, so these munafiqeen see to each other. نَظَرَ بَعْضُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ Is somebody seeing you? So مَنْ صَرَفُوا Then they slip away. And it's better to slip away from here now because some new musibah is coming. So they just take care that nobody is seeing them, they're watching them. هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ Is somebody seeing you? So مَنْ صَرَفُوا Then they go away. صرف اللہ قلوبہم Actually Allah has turned away their hearts بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ Because they are a nation, they are a people who don't have the real understanding. Now the two last ayat which are very dear to us, should be very dear to us. لَقَدْ جَاكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ O mankind, a messenger has come to you. عَزِيدٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ It's very heavy upon him. It hurts him very much. Whatever is inflicting you, he is so much sympathetic towards you. If there is something which afflicts you, he is hurt. Harisun alaykum. He is greedily solicitous for all the good for you. He wants all the good should be given to you. He is very much haris for you. That all goods, all blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ And for the believers, he is very much merciful and most kind. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا But if, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they turn away, فَقُلْ Exclaim, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ Allah is sufficient for me. I need no support. Whosoever wants to support, he should support for himself, for his own gain, for his own salvation. If you are turning away, my God is with me. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Which he said to Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه in the cave of Sa'r. Don't be grieved. Allah is with us. حسبي الله. For me Allah is sufficient. لا إله إلا هو. There's no God except He. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ I have put all my trust, all my faith in Him. I depend wholly, solely on Him. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ and he is the Lord of the great throne. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم.